This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Jillian Coldsnow. State representatives are convening at the Capitol today to vote on a bill that would ban sales of so-called assault weapons. If it passes the chamber, the proposal will head to the state Senate. Democratic backers say the types of rifles defined in the bill have increased the death toll in numerous mass shootings, but opponents argue the law bans weapons that are popular with law-abiding recreational shooters. An assault weapons ban has never made it this far in the legislative process in Colorado. If it does become law, it's certain to be challenged in court. Several groups that oversee Colorado's universal preschool are worried that proposed funding cuts could cripple the program. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
More than a dozen of the 32 local organizations that assist parents and providers with UPK wrote a letter to Governor Jared Polis and other high-ranking elected officials. They're facing a $1.7 million cut next year because of federal COVID dollars ending. The groups help parents find the right placement for their child. They also help providers with enrollment issues. They're worried service will suffer with fewer staff to help families. The Department of Early Childhood Education says it's collaborating with the groups to find a resolution. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Colorado Democrats hold their state assembly today. Party delegates will meet to select some of the people they'll send to the Democratic National Convention this summer, as well as consider primary candidates for the at-large CU Regent race. The assembly is fully virtual and will be streamed live on YouTube. This is CPR News and KRCC.